lot going on at Target Field. We were mentioning a Fan Appreciation Weekend. And then, of course, the final home series of the season coming up with Detroit next week. And joining us to talk about that and so much more is Matt Hodson, who's been a regular contributor here as we count down to the Twins game on Saturdays. And, Matt, always good to visit with you, and what a lovely day.
Oh, gorgeous day. Great day to formally induct Justin Morneau into the Twins Hall of Fame. It's a gorgeous evening. Still time to come on out to the ballpark here if you want to see what should be an awesome ceremony starting around 6 o'clock.
Yeah, and we talked about it a week ago, but a lot of his former teammates and a lot of Twins luminaries, members of the Hall of Fame, back in town for the ceremony. And it's always great when a former player or manager or front office is recognized for their contributions to the Minnesota Twins, and Justin Morneau taking his rightful place in the Hall of Fame.
Absolutely, as you know, it's our team and our Hall of Fame. It's done the right way. This is the best of the best, the people that have put on a Minnesota Twins uniform or contributed to our organization in some other way. And Justin certainly is more than deserving, not only for what he did on the field, from MVP awards and all-star appearances and helping us with division titles, to his ongoing work in the community, and now as a fantastic broadcaster. It's going to be a lot of fun here tonight. Ballpark's already buzzing. It's going to be fun.
Yeah, great night, and it looks like the weather is going to be lovely for the finale tomorrow. Then a day off, and it should be a great night, Tuesday night, Wednesday night, and Thursday night for the Tigers, the final three home games of the season. And by the looks of the forecast, it's going to be great to be at Target Field, man.
Oh, it'll be some of the best weather days and nights we've had. It'll be perfect. Yeah. It'll be a great way to send us off at the end of our home schedule. And we hope folks come on out and get their last glimpse of Target Field and the Twins for the 2021 season. And those should be fun games as well. We expect to have Joe Ryan back. You mentioned that he was placed on the bereavement list today. He should be back. We expect both Joe and Bailey Ober to take the mound against the Tigers. So it'll be last chance for Twins fans to see those two exciting rookies on the Target Field mound this season. And just to see this club that's playing good baseball right now. Won't have a chance to play spoiler against the Tigers like we are against the Jays, but you know, start to serve some notice that the American League Central look a little bit different next year.
Yeah, for sure. Matt Hodson joining us from the Twins front office. As he mentioned, still plenty of time to get out to the ballpark on a lovely night for the Hall of Fame induction ceremony and the ball game, Twins and Blue Jays, getting started at 6:10 tonight. So there's that. And then tomorrow, Kids Appreciation Day. We teased this a week ago, but I want to bring it up again. Great day for the kids on Sunday at Target Field.
Yeah, Kids Appreciation Day tomorrow will be awesome. The first 5,000 kids, 12 and under, will receive a TC Kids mug, courtesy of our friends at Target. We'll also have the same type of giveaways that we had for Fan Appreciation Night on Thursday and Friday. First 25,000 fans in the ballpark, 18 and over, or those with a guardian, parent or guardian, will get a pull tab. Every single one of those 25,000 has a prize in it, ranging from a free ticket to a game next April or May, to a free size upgrade on any drink at Caribou Coffee, to an autographed item by a Twins player or alumni. Every single one of those 25,000 has a winning prize in it. And just for the kids, it'll be a great day. It's our final chance for kids 12 and under after the game to run around the bases. Nice. And they'll get their turn on the field like they're big league heroes. We'll also have the Bullseye Fan Zone out in Gate 34, which has a lot of fun interactive activities for kids. Just, you know, it'll be a beautiful weather day and a great day to come as a family and watch Twins baseball at Target Field.
And then closing it out with the Tigers Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday night. Remember, 6:40 first pitch of those nights. And still a chance to get involved in the Justin Morneau Hall of Fame. A collector's pin handed out on Tuesday night. That's a nice keepsake.
Yeah, collector's pin on Tuesday night for the first 5,000 fans. It's also a theme night of a cool celebration of the 1980 Miracle on Ice team. It's a separate theme night package. It gets you a ticket to the game and also the real cool Twins 1980 USA themed jersey. So it'll be a fun theme night. And then we also have theme nights Wednesday and Thursday. Wednesday is Love Your Melon Night. And then Thursday, of course, the regular season home finale and Prince Night, which is always a ton of fun.
And Twins close it out on the road with the Kansas City Royals. One other thing we wanted to get to with Matt before we say goodbye is that the Twins and Best Buy have launched a new fan experience titled Twins XR, The Art of Baseball. Tell us more about this, Matt.
Yeah, it's a fun, unique thing. You can go on twinsbaseball.com/XR, and it's a virtual reality experience that we've designed to either be experienced with a virtual reality headset or just on your laptop computer or your desktop computer, wherever you want to go into this space and see the art of baseball. And what that means is a lot of cool photos of players hitting, pitching, fielding. But really, in this new digital space, you're able to get in and manipulate the photos and put really some fun special effects on them that make it jump off even more than normally would. This is a great photo in and of itself. And part of this virtual experience, too, you can experience it with other people. So if you're logging on in Minneapolis and you have a friend who's logging on up in Bemidji, you guys could be at the same time and communicating to each other, not via IM or text or something, but talking to each other while you're within this space, seeing some of the really cool art of Twins baseball.
That is outstanding, and I have a feeling this is going to become a big deal. It's still in its infancy, and there's not a lot of hardware floating around, but as it becomes more and more readily available, I think this is going to take the world by storm. It's really cool.
Yeah, it really is kind of the next frontier of these digital fan experiences. And yeah, we're getting in the ground floor, and we're still learning, but this particular experience we think should be a lot of fun. And it also has a sneak preview of our first ever NFT, the non-fungible tokens that will go be available for auction beginning Monday. But that's a really nice little Easter egg within this art and baseball experience.
Outstanding. And they can go to the website and find out more, right?
Absolutely. Twinsbaseball.com/XR will lead you right into the experience free of charge. And go in and have some fun looking at the art of Twins baseball presented in a way that you've never seen it before.
That is cool. Well, Matt, always great to visit with you. Great night at the ballpark. Twins and Blue Jays, Justin Morneau, a Hall of Fame night. Kids Appreciation Day, and then the final three games of the season at home anyway, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday against the Tigers. Take care.
I will. You too, Steve.
All right. There he is, Matt Hodson from the Twins front office. Good enough to join us here.